Hello, hello, photography lovers, and welcome to the Friday episode of the Fashion Photography Podcast with me, Virginia, your host. This episode is brought to you by our gorgeous producer, George. This year, we're going to make sure that every Friday episode is something that you're truly interested in. And to help us do that, you can simply go to photographypodcast.net and there you can send us an email with a topic that you would like to hear on one of our Friday episodes. This way, you'll help us to help you. And today, we are answering the question of Lena Zimmerman. Lena is asking how to establish yourself in a new place if you're just starting out on the business side. Who to reach out to, where, how, and when. She's asking if she should try and become part of the community by reaching out to models for time for print photo shoots first or contacting potential clients. This podcast is for you, Lena, and also for everybody who is struggling right now because they're in a new city or a new country. Just as usual, there are several things that you can do. Today, I'm going to list all of them and give you the chance to decide for yourself what's going to work best for you. Before you move to a new city or a country, make sure to update your previous clients. That's very important because you don't want to disappoint them. And if you don't do that right before the move, but like a month or two before that, you can even give them a discount. You can say, hey, you know what? I'm moving to a new city in 2 months. So if you want to shoot with me again, I can give you a discount of, let's say, 10% of our next photo shoot within the next 2 months. This is not going to just help your clients remember you with something good in their mind, but also this is going to give you a fresh start because you'll receive some money and they're probably going to help you in the new country or city that you're moving to. Next up, don't forget to take a look at the laws in the new city or the country that you're heading to. Because in different countries and different areas, different laws apply. So it's very important, especially if you don't have a studio, if you decide to shoot outside, you need to know what areas are restricted. And the only way to do that is to dig a little. So do your homework and research for the new place that you're going to. Of course, if you're aiming at a real business, you should do some research on finding the right accountant. Because knowing that your finances are secure is just so important. And I bet you know that, so don't forget to do that. Now we can focus on the steps that you can do with your photography. First of all, you have to make sure to meet all the people you can. Connections are the key thing that might bring you more and more clients. And this is what separates most of the photographers nowadays because reaching a technical height is not that difficult today. But knowing the right people is something that can truly help you with your career. So staying social is of a great importance. You're in a new city or a new country, you're in a new place. So even if you are very introvert, now is the time to try and practice being social. And here are some ideas how to do that. Look up for some events. Even if they're free, maybe you can check Eventbrite or Facebook and you can see for some festivals or just simple talks that you can attend in order to meet people. Of course, the first thing that you should do is look for events that are connected to the industry. But if you are not able to find anything like that, or you simply think that what you have found is not enough, you can simply attend a social place like a gym, or you can start dancing classes or something similar to that. I know it sounds very different because it's sport, but you have no idea who you're going to meet in the gym or who you're going to dance with. You can be next to a regular housewife, or you can train next to the head of a huge advertising agency. So these contacts might help you not just with your physical health, but also with your business. So basically, take the opportunity and go everywhere you can meet people. We all have to answer emails and do our work on the computer. So another great thing that you can do is to attend co-working space because there you'll be able to meet even more creatives and network with them. I mentioned Facebook, and I want to tell you that with my experience in London, Facebook was something that really helped me out in the beginning when I needed more work just to make sure that I'm keeping myself busy. Because when I'm not busy, I feel like I'm wasting my time. So finding a good, active Facebook group for creatives in your area is going to really help you, because this might bring you some small gigs, but it will also help you to meet more and new people. And talking about social media, it's very, very important in case you haven't listed on Instagram or any other social media that you have moved. You've got to do it now, because there is no other way for the people to know where are you right now and to reach out to you, even potential clients or future coworkers. Also, don't forget to tell everybody. The world is small and everybody knows somebody, so you don't know how much this can help. And even if it doesn't, it won't hurt to try. In your free time, when you're not meeting with people, you can simply scout for some locations, because future photo shoots are coming and it's going to be best if you're prepared. I know that some of you might want to find the right clients right away, but you need to have the right portfolio for that. I'm not saying it's impossible, it definitely is, but you need to have a strong portfolio before that. Because if you have amazing clients and publications in your portfolio, you'll be able to reach out easily to well-paying clients, which means that you can hire a production company to find the right artists for you to work with, or you can easily reach out to other co-workers. But if you don't have a portfolio like this, before reaching out to clients, make sure to find the right team. Because you're going to feel very awkward if a client says yes to your idea and they want to shoot with you, and they ask for a makeup artist or hairstylist, and you are not able to recommend anyone. So it's very, very important to build a team that you can truly trust. And now that we mentioned portfolios, in case you have previous photo shoots, now is the moment to curate them. Whether we talk about your social media or your website or your printed portfolio, it's very important to take the time to make it look really pleasing. You have a huge advantage right now. You're basically a clean slate. You can start from the ground and better start solid. If you're not sure how to curate your work, you can simply attend a portfolio review. Turn to somebody who knows exactly what they're doing. Take their advice and go grab those new clients. But in case you don't have previous work to curate, take the chance that you're away from distractions and build a brand new portfolio in a really short time. And you're probably going to ask me, but how to do that, Virginia? I don't even have a team. Well, now is the moment to do tests. Do as many as you can. Use the previous steps. Connect to people. Try and work with them. After that, you'll be able to pull out the best images and to build your brand new portfolio. Your gorgeous looking portfolio and the team that you have is something that will help you to reach out to clients with real confidence. And building a team means also reaching out to modeling agencies. You can gain a lot from this. Probably not money, that's true. But once you have a stable relationship with a modeling agency, you can ask them for recommendations of other artists, like makeup artists, stylists, and so on. So this is also a great way to build connections in the industry, but also something very valuable. Because when a client asks you, who would you pick? You'll be able to tell, because you'll know how exactly these models are moving and who would be the best for the shoot. Here is an additional tip. Maybe you want to find work as an assistant. This is basically the fastest way to gain connections in the industry. It's going to take time. You have to keep that in mind. And before becoming an assistant, you need to know a lot of things. Actually, we have a whole podcast on becoming an assistant and what's the difference between assistant and an intern. These are two very different things. And for being an assistant, you definitely need a lot of knowledge. You can check out the podcast on photographypodcast.net. And you can figure out for yourself whether you want to do this or not. Now you know the options, and you can make your own choice depending on what you want to do. In any case, you've got to know that it's not going to happen overnight and that good things take a little bit of time. So don't worry if your dreams are not yet complete in a week. They will be a reality, but it's going to take a while, and there is nothing bad in it. Because every little step, difficult one or an easy one, is going to bring you to the final result that you want. You'll be shooting with the big clients, you'll be doing amazing campaigns, and you'll be the photographer you've always dreamed to be. But while you're on this journey, you definitely need some sort of support system, some people to share to, because it's very important in this process to know that there are people that are behind your back and that they're ready to help you in any moment. And you can find people like that in our Facebook group called Fashion Photography Lovers, where we'll be waiting for you, ready to help you with any difficulty that you might have in your business. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. I really, really, really hope that these little tips will help you in your journey. And it's just like something additional other than the podcast that we had with Hannah this Wednesday, because there we also talk about this topic. And these are just some additional stuff that might help, but I felt like you might need them, so better to share, right? Maybe you also want to share this podcast, because there are so many photographers that we think that they're a competition, but the truth is they're struggling as much as we are. So by sharing, we can make a better community for each other. And this way, we won't be competition, we'll be real friends that are working with one another. Thank you again, guys, for being with us today. And I cannot wait to see you again on Wednesday for part 2 of our episode with Hannah.